growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the MainStay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. MainStay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. MainStay Suites, live like home.
KVUE News time is 8:27. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Susan Atchison and Michelle Cooper, which means we're talking St. David's Day activities upcoming.
It's that time again. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, glad to have you both in here with us this morning on the KVUE Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line. Susan, I'm going to ask you, how excited are you for the upcoming schedule of activities for Emporia and Lebo coming up?
Well, this is always a great time of year for us and a busy time of year, and we are rolling already. We've had our meeting for the concert, and tomorrow morning we're going to get together to start the first session of making Welsh cakes for the tea that's in Lebo on Thursday, February 29th from 1:30 to 3:30.
Boy, we are not that far away, are we, to all things considered here, Susan?
It's coming up quickly. It always does.
Indeed. Michelle, let me ask you here, what's going to be taking place at the activities on the 29th and when everything is scheduled here for Emporia coming up around St. David's Day?
On the 29th, they're having a tea and Welsh cake reception at the Lebo United Methodist Church. And they usually have a lot of memorabilia and really cool things out celebrating Welsh heritage at that time, too. And then the concert is going to be on Sunday, March 3rd at 2:30 p.m. And it's at the Emporia Presbyterian West campus at 1702 West 15th, like usual.
Outstanding. Michelle, from your perspective, why is this such, I don't want to use the term important yet, because I think we're going to get to that, but why is this such an impactful time for you?
I think a lot of it is just a celebration of St. David's Day, and traditionally it marks the anniversary of the patron saint of Wales' death, and he was the saint who brought Christianity to Wales. But this event really celebrates Welsh heritage in their rich cultural music and ancestry, and so the concert really features, you know, the thing the Welsh are known for, which is singing. So that's a big part of the day and the celebration.
Understood. So activities coming up late February, early March in Lebo and Emporia. And Susan, I wanted to kind of back up a little bit because last year was really a big year for a lot of people of Welsh heritage who are heavily involved in St. David's Day activities with, noted author coming in last year, trip to Lincoln, Nebraska for the National Conference. There was a lot of good things happening for Welsh heritage last year here locally.
There was. Having the North American Festival of Wales in Lincoln for the first time ever, it travels to different places in the United States and Canada, so that was huge, and we were so honored that the Arvonia Historic Preservation Society was able to co-host that with the Great Plains Welsh Heritage Center, and that they had a bus tour here after. First time bus tour to Arvonia, Kansas, which also included the Howe House in Emporia and the Lyon County History Center, and then to have Sarah Woodbury come to Emporia for her event, which that was the third time that we had tried to get her here, and it finally worked out.
I want to ask you here, ladies, and Michelle, I think I'll start with you. How many people are really involved here with the St. David's celebration activities, whether it's with the choir, whether it's with the food, whether it's, you know, joining us here on KVUE for the previews and the updates, or basically if people overlap with different responsibilities, how many people get involved, and what is it like when you all do get involved?
There's a little bit of overlap between the two, but I think there's a core group of about, I think, Susan, wouldn't you say about 20 people with different responsibilities, and they really have been doing this for so long that they run like a well-oiled machine. Everyone knows what their duties are and what they've got to get launched in order for everything to come off without a hitch. So,
Susan, what is it like for you to be involved here with the pre-planning work that is now well underway at this stage?
Well, I've been involved for over 20 years, I think. It's hard to imagine, but my main responsibility is getting the music out to the choir and letting everyone know that anyone can come and sing in the choir. It's hymns that we sing, and we practice the day before at 1 o'clock at the Emporia Presbyterian Church West Campus. That's our one and only practice, and then we sing the next day. And so it's just really a casual experience. And now I've also been recruited to help with getting some articles out to newspapers and doing a little bit of publicity with my mom, Paula Evans.
All right, Michelle, give us the lineup, the dates and times once again for the St. David's activities.
Awesome. Well, first, the Welsh Tea at the Lebo United Methodist Church is Thursday, February 29th from 1:30 to 3:30 in Lebo. And then the concert is at the Emporia Presbyterian West Campus at 1702 West 15th, and it starts at 2:30 p.m., and there's a tea and Welsh cake reception following with lots of good conversation and history. And that is Sunday, March 3rd.
All right.
Sounds good. Well, we will be bringing you back on here a couple of weeks, getting closer to the actual dates themselves, and really looking forward to what you got coming up. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Susan, thanks you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, Susan Atchison and Michelle Cooper previewing St. David's Day activities in Lebo and Emporia just a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but yeah. St. David's Day activities are going to be in full force here very soon, and again, we'll get a preview here later this week. Did want to let you know that tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 spot, we will have New Start Choir Director Anna Ryan.